taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes, Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile apps. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christian Song Smorgasbord.
The Christian Song Smorgasbord presents Lamplighter Theater.
Hey everybody, welcome to another night of Lamplighter Theater. I'm your host, Roy Lee IV, and you are listening to Radio CSS, where we play Lamplighter Theater, and currently we are airing episode 4 of The Boy of Mount Rigi. It's going to be a great episode, folks. And if you'd like to contact us ever about these stories, or just about Radio CSS in general, I'll give you that contact information after the show. So you'll have to wait till then. Let's get started with The Boy of Mount Rigi.
Well, hello there. It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theater. On our last...
I don't know, Harry. I don't see me ever changing much.
When you belong to Christ, He does the changing inside you. You just gotta ask Him.
Jesus? Harry, my friend here, he tells me that you can help me change.
See that window? You're gonna climb through it, open the trunk, and take all the money you see inside.
Pa, this is Harry's family. Don't make me do this.
You stop acting like a little girl and climb in that window.
Where's that trunk?
What's this? That's the handkerchief I made for Clapham.
Clapham?
Father, you're not thinking that.
Harry, we have to consider it. We need to share this evidence with the sheriff, I'm afraid.
Sheriff? Norman, we're investigating a theft. Well, what do we have here? Hiding under your mattress.
I stole the money, Sheriff.
Well, you're going to jail.
Pa?
You break the law, you pay the price.
But Pa!
All right, come on now.
Well, Harry, it's all so awful. Did the sheriff take him to jail?
Yeah.
Well, he took Clapham to a judge, and the judge sentenced him to 2 years in prison.
2 years?
I know.
He's a boy.
Mr. Smith was there, too, and he told the judge that Clapham stole from him as well.
Clapham is in prison now?
They took him right away.
I can't believe this is happening. How could Clapham do such a thing to us?
Do you really believe he did it?
I don't know.
Because I don't believe a word of it. Clapham is far from perfect, but he never liked thieving. And the only reason he did it was because his father made him.
But what about Mr. Smith?
Clapham confessed his sin, both to God and to me. He asked the Lord to give him a new heart. He returned the money to Mr. Smith, although Mr. Smith never paid Clapham for a month's worth of work.
So you think Clapham is innocent?
I can tell you firsthand, Clapham is walking straight now.
I really want to believe that he didn't take the money, but I can't deny the evidence either. We heard him in Lucy's room, we found his handkerchief with his initials, and the sheriff found the money under his bed.
I know all that. He does have a shady history, sure. Still don't believe it, though. Maybe I'm naive, but Clapham's my friend, and I'd rather be loyal and wrong than unfaithful and right.
Yeah. yourself, son.
I'm standing here.
You're expecting an ocean view?
You are leaving a boy in here with us?
Yeah, when you commit adult crimes, you pay adult penalties.
A boy has no business being in the same prison with men like this.
Yeah. Not my decision. Enjoy your stay, boy.
Oh, look at this, DeLue. We have a new servant. I mean, a roommate. And a new friend, I dare say.
Stay away from him, Slocum.
Oh, DeLue, you always take my fun away.
Come here, son. What is your name?
Clapham Dunn.
My name is DeLue. Do not pay any attention to him.
Well, just how's he going to do that, huh, DeLue? I'm not going nowhere for the next 30 years. I think we're going to get to know each other just fine.
I'm only in here for two.
Yeah, well, they tend to forget about us back here. 28 years could pass without them ever realizing they were supposed to let you go.
Slocum, put a pillow over your head and forget you exist.
Blah, blah. I put a pillow over your head, you old Frenchman.
Stay in your corner. Son, why are you here?
I betrayed a friend.
And you were sentenced to 2 years?
It's good that I'm in here. It means I can't hurt people no more.
You have no control over hurting people?
No, sir. It's in my blood.
How so?
My grandpa was a thief. So was my pa. They were both criminals on board the ship Commerce, although grandpa was killed when it wrecked.
Commerce? What was your grandfather's name?
Felix Hale. I tried to change, but I can't. I had a black heart since I was born.
You tried to change, huh?
Yeah. I prayed some. With my friend Harry.
So, you are a believer in God. You're his child?
I tried to be. From the looks of things, I suspect God didn't even hear me praying.
God helps those who help themselves. That's my religion.
Pay no attention to him, my son. I, too, am a child of God. And now I know for what reason God has placed me in this temporary torment. It is for you to learn from me that it is good to be afflicted, that you might learn his word and his ways.
I don't know if I believe that.
Well, it looks like we are going to be spending quite a bit of time together. Perhaps I can help you. Believe.
Listening to Lamplighter Theater. Come visit us at lamplighter.net.
Hi, I'm John Fornoff, producer for Lamplighter Theater. We're amazed. Lamplighter Theater started in September 2009, and since then we've grown to over 900 radio outlets. We now air in 15 countries. We're amazed by the number of letters, emails, and calls you've been sending us, and we're blessed by the news of those who have found the Good Shepherd. But we need your help to continue Lamplighter Theater. Three ways you can help. One, please pray. Pray for God to help us find financial partners who believe in our mission to build biblical character one story at a time. Two, tell this station how much you enjoy Lamplighter Theater. And three, visit our website at lamplighter.net. There you can order our treasured books and exciting audio dramas for your family and friends. We love producing Lamplighter Theater for you and your family, but we can't continue without your help. So please pray, write this station, and visit us at lamplighter.net.
You are listening to Lamplighter Theater on Radio CSS.
Let's return now to Lamplighter Theater.
Clapham, my friend. Play cards with me?
No.
You've been here for 6 months, boy, and you haven't played yet. What's wrong with you?
Slocum, he won't play with you because he's learned that bad company corrupts good character.
I am not trying to take over the poor boy's soul. I am only interested in passing the time with the game.
He knows not to trust you.
Oh, yeah? And why does he trust you?
Because he's trying to help me. You're trying to cheat me.
Huh. The guard's coming. Is it lunchtime already?
Hello.
We?
This came for you. thank you.
He gets presents. What is it?
It's something for you.
You got something to read? How did you manage that?
Unlike you, I have the ability to make friends. Good seed can be sown even in prison.
I seen one of these at Mr. Smith's shop. It's a record book.
Exactly. But this one doesn't record numbers. This is a record of a shipwreck.
A shipwreck? You mean...
I remember you speaking of your grandfather and father being on the ship Commerce. And I recalled that I had heard the story.
You knew about the Commerce?
Oui. I had read a story about it written by a man who was on board.
This is the story?
Oui.
Will you read it to me?
But of course. Let's see. The Commerce was designated to carry prisoners. She was a good ship with a good captain.
There, there. Don't cry, little one. We have a long trip ahead of us. Go to sleep.
Marie.
Yes, Captain Hale.
How's he doing?
A bit fussy, but he is away from home. It is natural. I believe the rocking of the ship will calm him.
Well, thank you for coming with us to take care of him. His mother would have wanted him to have proper care on such a voyage. And I have all that I can do to keep us on course.
Captain Hale, if I may ask, why did you choose to bring him on board?
Well, once we drop off the prisoners in Boston, I plan to take the ship to Maine and settle there.
Oh, that will be wonderful.
You are welcome to come along. We will need a nanny.
Thank you for the offer. I will think it over.
Now, we have a storm brewing. I should return to deck.
Yes, Captain.
We're stationed on water. All hands on deck, including the guards for the prisoners. Every available man.
Taking the guards away.
So? Don't mean nothing. We're still in chains.
They mean the guards on deck, Norman. This storm is more than they can handle.
It just means we're going down with the ship, right? In our chains. Get us out of here, or you doom us to a watery grave. We can't swim in chains.
We got a ship to steer. Don't care about us. Norman! Look! The beam broke!
Yes!
No! Man! I'm free! Where are the keys?
God! Hung them on the wall! But what good will it do to have the keys?
We're gonna set you all free!
We're gonna take over the ship! The ship is gonna be on the bottom of the ocean!
This is our chance, Norman! More of us than them! Go on, Jack! We take control of this ship!
Are you with me?
Yeah!
Fire right there!
I can't hold it much longer! Release the bowline!
Captain!
Marie, what are you doing up here?
They forced me!
Stay! Stay home!
Hello, Captain! How did you get on board?
Seize these men!
Call off your men! For this woman and her baby get tossed overboard!
No!
All right, hold your position, men! What are your demands?
First, you're gonna turn the ship around and sail south to the Carolinas!
Are you crazy? Can't you say we're in the midst of a storm? We have to sail north!
We sail south! Your head goes north!
He's out, Hunt. So how are we gonna steer a ship?
All of you! Keep to your posts and get us through the storm. Stop where we go. Turn that wheel.
I can't hold this course. We got to turn or we're going to
get out of the way. I'm steering the ship now. You, throw the captain overboard. Don't need extra weight. The woman and child, too.
No, please.
Hunt, wait. You can't throw a woman and baby overboard.
You get soft, Norman. Maybe you'd like to join them.
If we survive, she can cook for us.
Not as dumb as you look. Take the woman and baby to the galley!
We're running aground!
Hunt, turn the ship! We're heading into the rock!
Is anyone here? Anyone alive?
What reason would I be spared and the others perish?
Hello?
Who are you?
Name's Lorenzo. Second mate. Looks like you and I are the only ones who survived. I'm gonna go see if I can find some drinking water.
Hey, maybe there's some rum.
Hold on, boy. All right, calm down. The storm's over. What am I going to do with you? Wonder what you would go for on the black market. I could fetch a few coins for you, I think. All right, let's go, little one. Time to cash you in.
This is Lamplighter Theater at lamplighter.net.
No, I don't want to do this again.
You'll do what I say, Clapham.
Clapham has an unusual father.
You see those gold hair clips at the end of the counter?
A father who makes him steal.
I'll distract the clerk. You swipe him.
But Clapham also has an unusual friend named Harry.
You can't imagine what God has planned for you. He's going to use you to do great things. I just know it.
But this friendship meets the ultimate test when Clapham is forced to steal from Harry's family.
I don't want to be a thief no more.
And now, Clapham must confront his father, his sin, and a past he never knew existed.
Get out of my shop!
Mr. Smith, I'm sorry, but...
Get out!
What are you going to do with me?
Well, you're going to jail.
Pa?
The Boy of Mount Regis shows the freedom God gives us if only we ask. Order your own copy of this intriguing audio drama from Lamplighter Theater. Go to lamplighter.net. Lamplighter, building character, one story at a time. Lamplighter.net.
Welcome back to Lamplighter Theater.
It says Norman Dunn kept the baby, and no one has heard from them since.
Felix Hale wasn't my grandpa? He was my father? And the captain of the Commerce?
That is right.
So, Paul wasn't my Paul at all. He lied to me all along. That wretched man stole me. He stole my life. It could have been so different. So much better.
Well, perhaps.
What do you mean, perhaps? I could have been raised by a sea captain. Instead, I was raised by a scoundrel.
It seems that way. But God takes us in different directions for a reason.
What do you mean?
Has anyone ever told you the story of Joseph in the Bible?
No.
Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, but he ended up being one of the most powerful men in the world. Just remember, what man intends for evil, God will always turn into good. For those who trust in him.
How can God turn this to good? For me?
For you, it remains to be seen. But for me, my eyes have opened, eh?
So what good is it doing you to be in here?
That is a question I have been asking myself for a long time. But now I know the answer, huh?
Okay.
I was falsely accused of a bank robbery almost a year ago. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I heard gunshots and saw a man running toward me. I ran for cover, and soon after, I was arrested. They thought I was an accomplice.
Oh, yeah, I'm innocent, too.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, Slocum.
Apparently, God wanted me here because the evidence certainly wasn't enough to imprison me.
Now, that's terrible.
Oui. But now, I am glad it happened because it led me to meeting you. You are my purpose, Clapham. I'm here to protect you, to guide you, and help you learn about your past.
So God really meant it for good.
That is what I believe.
I can almost believe it, too. You might have me convinced for long.
Good. Wait patiently, Clapham. The Lord will deliver you in His perfect timing. How many letters this month?
8.
I have yet to receive 8 in my lifetime. Let's hear what this one has to say.
Dearest Clapham, Mother and Harry send their love. We continue to pray for you daily and still believe in your innocence. I know it must seem like God has abandoned you, but please trust Him. He's a refuge in the day of trouble. We did receive a letter from a Mr. DeLu, who shared that God has miraculously placed him in prison to care for you and protect you. We were so thankful to hear of God's provision that we were all brought to tears. Oh, Clapham, I still miss our sister terribly, but each thought of her brings me much joy and always a smile. I'll always remember the way she loved you as a brother. Please thank Mr. DeLu for me, and know that you are in my prayers and my heart, with fond memories of the past and hope for the future, Annie.
Annie seems like a wonderful girl.
Yes, sir, she is.
Would the two of you please stop with the happiness?
Are we interrupting your misery, Slocum?
This is a prison, not a church picnic.
Blue, I have news for you.
Sweet.
You're a free man.
What?
The charges against you were dropped. You can go home.
Home?
Well, this is most surprising.
Finally, I'll be rid of the incessant sound of joy coming from that corner of the cell.
You're leaving?
I suppose so. It would appear that I have completed God's assignment for me. And now, a new assignment begins for me and for you.
But Slocum's gonna come after me the second you leave.
Perhaps. But I have faith that you can withstand him. Remember the verse we worked on last month?
Yes. There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not... But that's the word I can't ever remember.
Suff?
No, I got it. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Bravo! You are going to do just fine. Remember, his word is your sword, and prayer will be your shield, which will help you walk by faith.
Do you really think I can do this without you?
You are already doing it. Besides, I am not leaving you alone. God's Spirit is with you and lives in you. Remember, where there is great adversity, there is great opportunity if you are patient enough to wait for God to deliver you. If you wait on Him, He will deliver you. Sometimes in a surprising way, as He has done for me today.
Oh, I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, DeLu. We have to go.
My friend, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my friend.
Come on, let's go.
You want to play cards, boy?
You've been listening to The Boy of Mount Rigi, selected from the Lamplighter Family Collection of Rare Books. As a nonprofit ministry, we depend on the support of our listeners who believe in our mission. Your gifts are tax deductible, and your prayers essential as we build biblical character one story at a time. Here's John Rhys Davis.
For your own copy of the book or this audio drama, visit us online at lamplighter.net or call 1-888-246-7735. And now, here's a look ahead at our next time together on Lamplighter Theater.
Harry, Mr. Dunn was found lying in the woods, unconscious. Father said that his days are numbered.
Mr. Dunn, last time we talked, it seemed like there was something you might want to share with me.
Yeah.
Drop him! I spoke with the governor about your release. Guard, get me out of here.
Harry! Wait, Harry!
I'm your host, John Rhys Davis. We've enjoyed our visit with you. Come back soon. You're always welcome here at Lamplighter Theater.
Whoo, what a great ending. Guess the only thing you have to do is come back next time and listen to episode 5, the ending episode of Boy of Mount Rigi, which we will be airing next week. I hope to see you then. I mentioned in the beginning of the show, I'll give out our contact information if you want to know how to get in contact with the great folks at Lamplighter. Go to lamplighter.net. You can order the great books there and the audio dramas that come from the books. Also, don't forget to check out audiotheatercentral.com. Once again, audiotheatercentral.com, where you can get amazing 15% off special discount off Lamplighter Theater products. Only regularly priced products now, folks. Be sure and check it out, audiotheatercentral.com. They'll give you a special promo code that you'll enter when you are going to buy this great stuff at lamplighter.net. And last but not least, my email address is studio@radiocss.com, studio@radiocss.com. If you don't have time to email me, you can pick up your phone and dial 25250-MY-CSS, 25250-MY-CSS. You won't actually be calling me. You'll be calling an answer machine, and you can leave a great comment there for me, or you can leave a complaint if you want. I'd rather you leave a good comment there. Anyway, so I hope to see you next week with the final episode of The Boy of Mount Rigi. Hey, also be sure to check out the Weekend Music Showcase with JD the Music Man this Saturday. Check our show page for times when it airs in your area. Hey, folks, that's all we got for tonight. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.